The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter Number 15, Text Number 34, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on September 28th, 2011, in Tallinn, Estonia.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Evam
Avyashyata
Chitam Kalena
Alpiyasa
Iyate
Anisham
Tasya
Nirvanam
Yati
Anindhana
Vhanivat
Evam
Avasyatas Chittam
Kalenal
Piyasayate
Anisham
Tasya Nirvanam
Yat
Yanin
Dhanavanivat
Evam Avyasyanas
Chittam
Kalenal Piyasayate
Anisham
Tasya Nirvanam
Yat
Yanin Dhanavanivat
Evam,
in this way,
Abhashyata,
of the person practicing this yoga system,
Chittam,
the heart,
Kalena,
in due course of time,
Apiyasa,
very shortly,
Yate,
of the person practicing yoga,
Anisham,
without cessation.
Tasya,
of him.
Nirvanam,
purification from all material contamination.
Yati
reaches
Anindhana
without flame or smoke.
Vanivat
like a fire.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada.
When the yogi regularly practices in this way, in a short time his heart becomes fixed and free from disturbance, like a fire without flames or smoke.
Purport.
Nirvana means the cessation of all material desires. Sometimes desirelessness is understood to imply an end to the working of the mind, to the workings of the mind. But this is not possible. The living entity has senses, and if the senses stopped working, the living entity would no longer be a living entity. He would be exactly like stone or wood. This is not possible. Because he is living, he is nitya and chetana. eternally sentient. For those who are not very advanced, the practice of yoga is recommended in order to stop the mind from being agitated by material desires. But if one fixes his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna, his mind naturally becomes peaceful very soon. This peace is described in Bhagavad Gita 5:29. Bhaktaram jagatapasam sarva loka maheshvaram suhridang sarva bhutanam gatva mangshantam rishati. If one can understand Krishna as the supreme enjoyer, the supreme proprietor of everything, and the supreme friend of everyone, one is established in peace and is free from material agitation. However, for one who cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the practice of yoga is recommended. Vandeham Sri Guru Shri Jatha Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaidam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsha. So, Nirvana. Many people talk about wanting to attain Nirvana. They want to become spiritually enlightened. But they do not understand what is the true meaning of Nirvana. They think Nirvana means to merge into the void. But it is not possible, first of all, because there is no void to merge into. And even if there was a void, still, because you're an eternal living entity, you cannot merge into it if there was one. So the true meaning of Nirvana is to become free of all material desires.
Настоящее значение нирваны – это быть свободным от всех материальных желаний.
Krishna describes in the Bhagavad Gita Nirvana Paramam, the supreme Nirvana.
Krishna описывает в Бхагавад Гите верховную нирвану.
In other words, the nirvana of the Buddhist, it is a lesser form of nirvana.
Другими словами, та нирвана, что у буддистов, это низшая форма нирваны.
Nirvana is a marginal position in between the material and spiritual worlds.
Nirvana – это промежуточное положение между материальным и духовным мирами.
Because it is a marginal position, it is just like merging in Brahman, one falls back down again into material existence from Nirvana.
Поскольку это промежуточное положение, то из Нирвана, то есть Брахмана, можно упасть обратно в материальный мир.
Aruhya krishchena parang padam tata padanyuzo nadrita yushmadangriyaha. Even though they undergo great penances and austerities to achieve that marginal position between the spiritual and material worlds,
patanti yadho,
they fall down again. So why endeavor to achieve Nirvana? Trying to negate all the material dualities. That I simply want to merge into the void. I don't really exist, I'm just an illusion. Nothing is real.
Ничто не есть реально.
Everything is an illusion.
Все иллюзия.
Actually, I remember one time I was preaching at the University of Florida on the campus. And one of the young people there, I think, because I was also young at the time, but they came up and they said, they challenged, everything is an illusion. That was their philosophy, you see. Everything is an illusion. So I was thinking, well, what if that were true? Everything is an illusion. If that was true, that everything is an illusion, then Krishna consciousness is the best of all the illusions. So even if everything is an illusion, I'll still practice Krishna consciousness. Because where you can find a better illusion than this? Of course, it is not illusion. But even if it were, we would still practice Krishna consciousness because it would be the best of all the illusions. So the fallacy of this Buddhistic philosophy is this. If everything is an illusion, then Buddhistic philosophy is also an illusion. So the whole philosophy would completely cancel itself out, you see. So Krishna consciousness, therefore, is Raja Vidya. It is the king of all philosophies. No philosopher can mess with an empowered preacher of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada told us in Africa, he said, I act like a king because nobody can defeat me. Sometimes devotees think, well, becoming a devotee means you become lower than the straw in the street. So now you don't have any self-esteem, you don't have any self-confidence. Now you just think, oh, I am inferior. But actually, this is not a correct understanding. One who becomes convinced that he is the eternal servant of Krishna, has more self-confidence than even the demigods. Why is that? You see, the materialist, their self-confidence is based on the body. I'm strong. I got a big brain. I'm good looking. I have money. Some kind of artificial conception that they gives them their confidence. You see. This is false. Their self-confidence is false self-confidence. But a devotee's self-confidence, you see, he understands, I am the servant of Krishna. I am now acting on the order of Krishna. Therefore, because he has unlimited confidence in Krishna, and because he is acting on the order of Krishna, therefore he has unlimited confidence in what he is doing. He has unlimited confidence that I am the eternal servant of Krishna and my duty is to push forward this Krishna conscious movement on this planet. Nothing can stop such a devotee. Even death cannot stop him. That's confirmed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He said the Vaishnavas die to live and living try to spread the holy name around.
говорит, что вайшнавы живут, чтобы умирают, чтобы жить, или живут, распространяясь на Кришне.
The Vaishnava is deathless. And his words of transcendental knowledge that emanate from his lotus mouth echo, they reverberate and echo eternally throughout the three worlds and beyond the three worlds. Because the three worlds are also temporary. But the words of the great Vaishnavas, those words are never destroyed. They vibrate eternally. So, therefore, if you want to be confident, become a devotee. Don't remain a foolish non-devotee. Trying to serve those senses, you know. The eyes, the ears, the nose, the tongue, the belly, the genitals. Don't waste your time with foolish pursuits. Imitating the way of the dogs and the hogs. Nayang De, you know, the Sabakas and the Svinyas, you know. Nayang Deho Dehang Bajo Naloke Kashtan Karman Arhafet Vidvujang Ye Topotabang Vutrika Yena Sadvam Yashmad Brahma Shall Come Tvanantam. Rishabha David advised his sons, my dear boys, of all the human, of all the different species of life, this human life is very, very rare. Therefore, do not utilize your human form of life to imitate the dogs and the hogs that eat stool. Utilize your human life to for the podivyam, doing austerities to realize the Supreme Absolute Truth. By doing so, you will achieve that happiness, brahma-saukyam tvanantam, that happiness which is never destroyed by anything. And which goes on increasing unlimitedly forever. So, would you like to have indestructible happiness? Then no one can mess around with it. No one can take it away from you. You see, then you're really strong, you see. Then you're really a tough guy, you see. When you are fixed in Krishna consciousness, nobody can mess with you. Because you're relishing the bliss of Krishna bhakti within your heart at every minute. Brahma-bhuta prasanatmana sochati nakangshati samakshaveshu bhuteshu bhav bhaktim labhate param. One who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes absolutely ecstatic. He doesn't desire to have anything. He doesn't lament about losing anything. He's equally disposed towards all living beings. And madbhaktim labhate param, in that transcendental state, he achieves pure devotional service unto me. So if you want to be really happy, then come to this Brahma-bhuta platform. Even before you come to pure Krishna prema, if you can come to Brahma-bhuta, you're going to be in a really good consciousness. Brahma-bhuta is the stepping stone to Krishna Prem. So situate yourself in Brahma-bhuta by seeing everything in relationship with Krishna. By having full faith in Krishna. By having full faith in your spiritual master. Yasya deve para bhaktir tata deve tata goro tasyaite kitita hirata prakashante mahatmanaha. Only unto those great souls who have unflinching faith in Guru and Krishna are all the imports of Vedic knowledge revealed. Therefore, this faith or Shraddha is very important thing. Without faith, you are nowhere. And if you have faith, you can move mountains. Faith is the most important thing. That my spiritual master is giving me this order. I have full faith that by surrendering to his instruction, I can achieve the highest perfection and perform the greatest welfare activities for the suffering people of this material world. So what is the enemy of faith? Doubts. Therefore, Arjuna addresses Krishna as Madhusudana. That my dear Krishna, just as you annihilated that demon Madhu, I have so many Madhu demons in my heart. My Lord, you kindly annihilate all these Madhu demons within my heart. The devotee does not want to hold on to the demons of doubt within the heart. Devotee is very happy when the spiritual master gets heavy with him and blasts away all the demons of doubt within his heart. This is sometimes called open heart surgery. And the spiritual master takes the scalpel and he cuts away the cancer. So sometimes the neophyte devotee may think, this is horrible, I'm running away from you. As fast as I can, out the door. But that is foolishness. Intelligent person realizes, I have cancer of the heart. Now the spiritual master is taking the scalpel of transcendental knowledge and he's cutting out my cancer. Yes, Guru Maharaj, I will take it. Please cut out all the cancer of my heart. Please cut out all the lust, all the anger, all the greed, all the madness, all the illusion, and all the envy. Please, Guru Maharaj, free me from these things, you see. The sincere disciple is very happy to be corrected. Is very happy to be directed how to live their life. The sincere disciple does not want to live independently from the orders of his spiritual master. He wants to be always fully absorbed in carrying out the orders of his spiritual master.
Поглощенным в исполнении наставления своего учителя.
I remember one time here in Tallinn, several years ago. Right here in this place, in this room, we were studying the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Prabhupada made the most wonderful point. He said how the spiritual, how the disciple always meditates upon and worships the order received from his spiritual master. This was different. We usually hear, well, you remember what your guru said, you do what your guru said, but now Prabhupada is saying you worship the order you receive from your spiritual master. Just imagine taking some order and putting on a piece of paper and offering arti every year the order. So that is the devotion, you see. It really is effective, you know, when you do that. Just like when I was a young brahmachari, I'd just been initiated. Prabhupada gave me the most wonderful instruction. He told me, he said, I can see that you are a very sincere and enthusiastic boy. Of course, that was Prabhupada's kindness. He said, now continue enthusiastically as you were doing, and surely Krishna will bless you. So, you're supposed to keep the order of the spiritual master as your life and soul, right? So I said, okay, I will take this order from Prabhupada as my life and soul. No matter what, I'm always going to be enthusiastic for pushing forward this movement, being Krishna conscious. I will never let anything stop and mess around with my enthusiasm. So I've been doing that for 40 years now. I maintain, I'm always trying to become more enthusiastic, more enthusiastic, more enthusiastic. And you know what happened? It worked. Prabhupada said Krishna would bless me if I did that. And I'm seeing today how Krishna has blessed me. What is the blessing? I've gotten your association. You are all great saintly devotees of the Lord. And I've been blessed by your Sangha, you see. This is one of the blessings I've gotten, your Sangha, you see. Your Sangha. I've gotten your association, Prabhu. So in this way, if we always stick to the order we receive from Sri Guru, then we know limit to the bliss that we can taste. The cup can hold only so much nectar, you see. Once it fills up, it spills over the edge. Only so much nectar this cup can hold, you see. But your heart is a cup that can hold unlimited nectar. So if you will sincerely take up the order received from the spiritual master, there's no limit to how much nectar you can have in the cup of your heart. You can have billions of oceans of nectar within your heart. Billions of oceans of nectar. The The key is you have to always, whatever order you receive from your spiritual master, must always follow. And what is the basic order all the spiritual masters give? Be Krishna conscious. Remain in the society of devotees. Chant 16 rounds daily at least. Follow the four regular principles. Take prasadam. Join in the kirtan. Rise early in the morning. Go for Harinam. Go for book distribution. Master this philosophy. Preach this knowledge to the world. You see? These are all coming from Prabhupada. The gurus are simply repeating what Prabhupada is saying. Prabhupada is simply repeating what he heard from his spiritual master. This Sankirtan movement, as we are practicing it now, it is coming from the six Goswamis. As he was taught, as they were taught by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. So we will simply stick to the guiding principles of this Sankirtan movement. We will not have to wait for death to go back to Godhead. We will already be back to home, back to Godhead, right now. So I can ask now if there's any questions. Okay, Sankirtan Das.
Sometimes we get so many instructions from Gurudev, so sometimes you're not able to follow all of them because it's too many. So what to do?
So what's the question then?
So it's a very big problem if you not do all.
No, you must follow all the instructions. If you disobey even one, you're disobeying the order of the spiritual master. You must follow every order you receive. You must follow everyone. Do you think you can pick and choose? Prabhupada told us, distribute books, first class deity worship, raise children in Krishna consciousness. He gave us so many orders. Start farming communities, cow protection. He gave us so many orders. Do you think we can say, well, we'll do this, but we're not going to do that order of Prabhupada? We have to do every order that Prabhupada has given us. You say it's impossible? Prabhupada says impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. Even if you think it's impossible, you must always meditate, somehow I have to do this. I don't know how I can do it, but somehow I must do this. Prabhupada was given the order to spread Krishna consciousness to the English-speaking world. He could not understand how it would be possible to do such a thing. But still, he always meditated, somehow I must make this happen, I must do this. He told us in Atlanta that my Guru Maharaj, he sent my godbrother to preaching in Britain. And one British Lord Zetland, he asked my godbrother, Swamiji, can you make me a Brahmin? And Prabhupada's godbrother said, yes, I can make you a Brahmin, no problem. If you would give up illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. So Lord Zetland immediately replied, Impossible. So Prabhupada told us, therefore when I came to your country, I was thinking, as soon as I tell them, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, and no gambling, they will immediately say, Swamiji, go home. But still, I must try. So Prabhupada thought he would fail in carrying out his guru's order. But that did not matter. He knew he had to try. Even if he was failure, still he will die trying to serve his spiritual master's order. And what was the result? Unparalleled success in the history of Vaishnavism. No acharya in history has done what Srila Prabhupada has done. Of all the Vaishnava acharyas, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada is the greatest acharya in the history of Vaishnavism. Why? Because he was determined to do everything he could to carry out the order he received from his spiritual master. That's all. That is what made Prabhupada the greatest Vaishnava acharya. Simply, he was determined, somehow or other, I must carry out the order I received from my spiritual master. So, are there any other questions? Yes?
Today's lecture is about how to use yoga in our practice, and should we include Hatha Yoga practice to be enlightened in some way?
Prabhupada actually recommends Hatha Yoga for good health in his books. And he one time approved, one of his servant was doing some yoga exercises, and Prabhupada approved that he could do them. Although Prabhupada never instituted it as part of the morning program. If devotees did yoga in their own time, Prabhupada had no objection to them. One cannot become self-realized by yoga practice. But having a healthy body is very conducive for doing devotion, for doing bhakti yoga. And I have personal experience, Hatha Yoga can do amazing things. I had very horrible back problems recently. Every morning I would wake up, I felt like I had a bullet in my spine. It was horrible pain. I couldn't sleep at night. I did everything and the pain would never go away. So then I found out about two yoga asanas. The bridge pose and the fish pose. I did those for like 2 minutes and immediately it was completely cured. In 2 minutes, completely cured it. So the yoga is very, very good for the health. But I know some temples they instituted, I think in Pune, I personally don't, I think we should, anyway, it's up to the local management to decide. But Prabhupada never instituted it as an official part of the program. He just, the devotees could do it in their own time. So I don't, these are things I don't really want to get into. That's up for the GBC to decide those things, not me. But the principle of the devotees doing it for health, that's a valid principle. Any other questions? Time is up. So we thank you very much. Kundaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
His great Shrimad Sankarsana Gaur Maharaj ki jai.